times.
See ya.
Oh, yes. Cantando la Repubblicana, sono a buono. Long 13. Sono a buono, is the woods. What is the woods? Non si dico per i tuoi signori. If ever the Indian has spoken and testified, they go over 3 days. Lucian. The time, the Tinuiki is the mass machine boy. So, how do you make him into time? If the Tinuiki is the mass machine boy, I'm playing with him. But in the game, remember the Mishnah, you look back at the Mishnah, there was two opinions in the Mishnah, but reviewed and Ramir. To review that whole time to become a mood, that's 3 days. And how to come to town? Well, if you have 3 days. And how do you have a good remain? How to come to mood? Even 1 day. How do you become a mood in town? Well, if we're master machine. So here we have a race who picks mood like Rabbi Yehuda and they come back to town like Rabbi me. Set up? And if Shim and Amen.
Now, why would one second?
You know, so in Shimon, amen. In Moed, of course, he's the most astonished form, which is like, which has been in. The Lord almost says, to bring him back into the town, you need longer, you need 3 days, which is like being Yehuda. So that's something interesting because in a view that we understand this symmetrical. So we come up with 3 days. So we come in time, 3 days. Not the people, but you make to make yourself into a mood, you need three over the course of 3 days. So make yourself back into the time, you also need 3 days. But we have it a timeline of Shimon. It's the time that we've got a mood, you need blah, 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 1 day. You've got a mood. To make something into the time, then you need a longer time. Right? So that's an interesting phenomenon. Why should that be? And we'll just read a couple more lines and then we can take three of your questions. Regarding how to become a word, that will not be your Buddha. And regarding how to become a town, a lot of came in the town. So it's related. Okay, so we've had here one time a Gracie who agreed to the opinion of a builder how to transform an animal into a wood, you need 3 days. And if opinion of a male, then if the children are playing with it, it's ready enough to say that it is a town. Read the Gemara, Lema Ma, Lokka, Mea, the Mood. Why do you pick on a lot of like Yuda by Mood? Because the Gracie agreed. If you remember, if Shimon agreed, it's a lot of a Mea. Why didn't you say that if Shimon agreed, if Shimon approved of Rameh's opinion, and why didn't you say that if Yehuda of the town, if Shimon agreed? Oh my day, you want to know why I picked on, like I said, that love is like Yehuda by Mood, and not Kibyasi. I hope Kibyasi, Kibyasi, Mimuka, Imoy. Everything that Rabbi said is he's proven it and he understands it and explained it. Whatever he said must be true. Which means that whatever he said, he has proof for what he said. Okay, now over to you, Rabbi.
You'll see, and I'm
in the back.
So they don't understand the mission.
No.
Why would the compiler of the Mishnah choose the two opinions that you're not going to? At the end of the day, we're passing the Rabbi Yossi. And why would also the legend of the Gemara say Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yehuda and he holds like Rabbi Meir? The same, Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds
like Rabbi Yossi. What else is Rabbi Yossi hold? If not, it's like passing like Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara, because that's what Rabbi Yossi holds. Basically, you say Monday Lord, that expression. Yeah, basically, all of that. Basically, all of it.
Why don't you list those two opinions in the mission?
Yeah, that's the question on Rebbe. Rebbe would compile the Mishnah. Rebbe either didn't know this Bryce or the Greece. Or wherever you felt. He felt that a lot of either. But the most want to have it is when you look at him, the Nachman's Amari. Nachman saying that the doctor agrees. You're right, it could be the Rebbe in Sabrisi, right?
Rebbe
wouldn't
have it.
Yeah, but it depends on Sabrisi, which Tamarin didn't have. So, yeah. This is Rebbe Rashi, compiling the Gemara. So, yeah, whether Rebbe would agree or not, though, it's a good order. Says the Gesheide, every time Rebbe quotes a mission, the Sabrisi, not like that. Does that mean Rebbe didn't call on the Bryson and you know the rest? I don't know. Okay. Second question, asked. You said the first question. Okay. But anyway, so the Gemara is quite clear. We have a Tana of Yossi and a Tana of Shimon, where each one of them takes one of the aspects of the Mishnah, right? Which is important for us to know about the Mishnah. The reason why your Yehuda says is not because he has to hold that way, because he held the mood in over 3 days. They don't have to go together. If you actually did hold that way, it's not you have to hold that way. You can hold, to become a mood, you need it to happen over 3 days. And to become a tam, you can become a tam by playing with it, by having the kids play with it. And the other way around as well. You can have a mood, become a mood in one day, like you may say, but to become a tam, it will take you longer, more of a process to become a tam, to make it not.
So it sounds nice to say about the children, but what's this? I mean, if you say tam, I understand this reason. But where do you come off saying that it's dependent on children playing? Now, what does the shamshin mean exactly? Is it playing? Is it hurting him? What is the
shamshin? Shamshin, we saw last time.
Is it hurting him? Why is the shamshin going?
We saw him recently. Yes, you could have bought a pet. If you remember, Tesis said that if you really got to a stage of a mashmashim, you must be such a tam. So, you know, we saw the Mary said that a mashmashim doesn't just a pet. It will be nice to them, and then what's the big right? It means that they play with it, and then when it goes on, it makes them angry. And yes, they come, that's right.
Play with the kids and play with it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You believe me, though? There has to be that way, because what's the raya the way that they start to say? If somebody comes up to him and says, how are you doing today? Well, of course,
but
what's the big raya? Well, when he gets angry, and when he goes, but he's not getting angry, he's not going to go. Why should that animal go if you're not going to go? It's not right. If somebody gets angry, he's not going to go.
If someone's pinching the animal and he gets angry, why is that making him a boy?
It's all going to be stopped.
I know.
The mission is if he is a mood, the way to know he's no longer a mood is if when they're pinching him, he doesn't go. That's all right, he's no longer a mood.
I know. Saying the initial aspect of pinching an animal and bothering him and he hurts somebody. I wouldn't define, I know you have to be a I wouldn't look at him and say, I'm an angry animal.
Nobody said it that if an animal gets pinched and then it goes, that's a mode. The mission is the other way around. If it is already a mode, it's already a wild animal, and then you go and pinch it, it doesn't go, that's a right, it's not a mode.
Oh, we wait for the sheet of 3 days.
Yeah.
you have to have the kids in the Shamashim agitated, and it's a raya enough that he saw animals and he didn't do anything.
Right.
So raya enough, I would say also, even without the goat, without the agitation, because the agitation, I don't see it as having to be a necessity to prove that the animal's dangerous. I don't need to see that because it's not right. It's not fair. We're going to put it basically, if we take it in order to tie the Nissan on an animal, we have to take it to a basin. So if I analyze this animal, I can't say that I need to see the kid agitating him and then say that he's docile in this kind of a state of agitation to call him a pain. I would say, him, he doesn't hurt you, he's a ridiculous. Just saying he has to be agitated is not fair. It's not fair because what animal in the right mind would be agitated and say pain? Unless he's like completely gone crazy. If he's being agitated, he has a right to get angry.
Yes, if he wants to be made up, he needs something. So he said, over 3 days. Okay, so we've seen over 3 days he hasn't done it. Now my mash machine doesn't say anything about 3 days. They pat him and he doesn't know. Big deal. I can't be it. It's just one time. I can't be it. And I might must see something more than that. Stop. It's a Mary saying it, so it's not so terrible. Fine. Okay, where are we? So that was the as I say, the in the important aura here that you see that to become a town, according to Shimon at least, to become a town needs more than to become a moon. Once an animal got a state of a moon, which is can be on one day, it goes three times. To become a town, you need to do more than that to relieve him, to relinquish his status of mood. That's the chiddush. He used to be over 3 days. So I don't know if I can say that the Arich is explaining his point. I'm throwing it out at the moment. Could be when we get to a taste of it, we might play back at this. Say Rashi. Rashi. Where's Rashi? You're muted. You have him muted? He built the last city.
What's the first one?
Calls it a Tamuza.
How's that? It's only the time. What's the point of that?
You know what? Even the Russian before that, Ella Chazor. The one Russian just before that.
Yeah.
That one we said 3 days is for Chazorah. That's what Shim said. Shim Chazar la'acha dos. If after it became a wound for 3 days, Shosh liyomim it Shirosh shvoyim and so shvoyim with a noga Chazar mikamusik goes back to this Tamus state. He luded the masnizim nimuki imoy tamog rabbiyus of imoy. He always has support for what he said, and therefore he's happy. Somebody to rely on. Okay.
His
reasoning and his right. The board. Right?
Let's see at one time. Where's the support here? That's what I was going to ask.
We don't have
support here. We don't have children.
But we have. He had the support. But whenever he said anything, he always had support in what he said. We don't need to know what it was. We know if Rabbi said something, he's gone. Right, it's flowing, but that's the Gemara says in you. Right, let's start the Ikisugya of Tam Mut. Ikisugya starts now. That's the Gemara. These 3 days, says in the Mishnah, 3 days. Why do we need 3 days? Is it Yud Torah or is it Yud Gamre? What else does that mean? Is it Libude Torah to make the show into a word? It really means to testify about the show. Oy, niude gavra, or to make the gavra into a word. or to make the owner into a mourner? What is the point of testifying against the shoyer? Is it to give a status on the shoyer, to make the shoyer have a status of a mourner? Or is it to say that the owner is a mourner? The owner didn't look after his animal. What is the point of having three? The Torah says, you have to testify. But why is he going to testify? Is it to give a status on the animal, to give a label to the animal? This animal's got a label, it's a mu'ad. Or is it to give a label to the owner? This is a rush level, an owner who is lax in his shmir. Why? What is the thing? Interesting discussion. What is the basis for this discussion? The Meir, I can say, oh, very nice. Here he speaks out. What is the point of the Yehuda Gavra, Yehuda Tura? He said, you should know. What do we know? A funny thing about Shoytam, first three times we let him off, let the owner off half. Why? Why do we let him off half? What's the point? What's the reason? We don't find a regular Shoytam, regular, you're off half. Off the path. Why is it like have a shoytam? Like Karen, you say, oh, about three times you're okay. So he says, yesh lakar, yarach kir. Ipshat, the Torah is a meter rachmanos. You've got an animal, it's a mu'ad, but we'll let you off three times. Is that pshat? Or is pshat, then no, we're not going to let you off. Why should we let you off? But if your animal's a tam, the punishment for a tam is half. The punishment for a tam is half, say half, and then you're moved, you pay full time. What's the point of why is it an animal gets an owner gets let off half? Is it? You don't have much more, it's an owner. What do you want from here? Maybe you didn't expect it, so I will let you off. Or no, but man, this is the punishment for a tam. A tam that's in the gear three times. That's a tam. It's not letting you off at all. The status of a tam is you pay half measure. That's a shot. You had a two stolen.
You could say that a tam you didn't have absorbed the zone imposed on the canal.
Okay, you're saying again, you're extending what we said. Oh, what you're saying is really should be Kaiba. We'll let you off completely. Well, they off completely, we'll give you half, or maybe you should be bottom completely, we'll give you half, whatever you want. That's a shayla. The shayla is every time that you have a short time, that's like, yeah, it's just, this is the method, the amount he has to pay, just, that's how much you pay for it, that's how much you pay. Oh, no, that really you should be paying full damages, but the Torah lets you off, gives you a break, I mean, you break a bit, or that's the shayla. The Meir says that is the shayla of this command. You do tula or you do gav. Says like this. You should know the Torah never comes to the first sub. So if we knew that this animal was a mu'ad, if we knew it was a mu'ad, the Torah would tell you you had to pay the first time. If we knew it was a mu'ad, you had to pay the first time. Why not? Show you what you have to pay. You have to look after the animals. You didn't look after the animal. Pay full damages, like every shen and regga. But the reason why you need to have three avios in basin, the reason why you need it is because the met it doesn't have a status of a nakhim, doesn't have a status of a mu'ad until three times. So the reason why you have to be made in basin, why do you have to be made in basin? To know that your animal has a status of a mu'ad. That's one side. The udit tu'ah means to change the status of the ox. That every ox as it's born has a status of being tamed. In order to change its status to a mu'ad, you need to be made about it. You should know this animal is born once, twice, three times. Ah, it's a mu'ad now. Now that it's a mu'ad, how much do you have to pay? How much do you have to pay when it's shot in? Not because you had to pay until now. No, till now it wasn't. And now it's a mu'ad. That's the first one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is not really on the first time that it might have been a mu'ad. Maybe it's a mu'ad the first time. The Torah had a special relaxation of the din regarding the owner. So because since it was lochus on Baal, since he's got this animal, which maybe didn't realize it was homology, but if we say the first three times, if you're lax, if you didn't do such a great shmir, say that, okay, on the fourth time you have to do it. So the Ludic Gavra is to say that you, for the first three times, turn you off, and another turn in the longer let you off. That's the hiddah between Yudit Torah and Yudit Gavra. Yudit Torah is to change the status of the animal from town to murad. And once it's a murad, of course, you're chayv. Yudit Gavra is not to change any status of the animal. The animal might be in a murad all the time. It's to this, but automatically the Torah gives a break for the first few times. And then Yudit Gavra means from now on, you don't anymore have your own break. From now on, the Torah is not having your own policy. Yeah? That's how the Meiri explains the chiddush of the Yudit Torah, Yudit Gavra. As we go through the Gemara, you'll see if it's a nice thing. Yudit Torah is to change the status of the animal. Yudit Gavra is to warn the owner that three times they're going to let you off, and the fourth time you miss it. First time, second time, third time, the fourth time you're going to be off, but you're going to have to pay full damage. So, pray the Gemara. Boru, Shoshi Yom Victoria, that will be in 3 days. Yudit Torah. Is the purpose to change the status of the, to give a new status to the animal, Yehuda Torah, to give a new status to the animal, or Yehuda Gav, or is it to give a new status to the owner? There might not be meaning. What's not be meaning? The also lots of kitty sadi law. All three Aiden came on the same day and they testified Mishnah on Sunday. He goes. On Monday, or on Tuesday, or every come Wednesday,
are each of those witnesses testifying to those 3 days?
No, each one could be.
Each other, or so. Yeah. One is Monday, which is
Sunday. Not wrong. Good. Or they could, but it doesn't make a difference.
What's up there?
No, not the one. This is not. They don't. But, so they come on Wednesday, and they say, "You should know this one on Sunday, on Tuesday," and then they go on Wednesday afternoon. House and you need to pay. To make a cash from Peter Mahiri, we just said it should all be very clear. They came on Wednesday and said, should have bought on Sunday, I'm not going to check it. And then on Wednesday, he bought again. How much would he pay? So it depends. If the purpose of the Eidos was to change the status of the animal, and as soon as you have a more behind the shoulder, we don't give any bricks more. So now if you've had the status of the animal, there more, you need 4 minutes more. They bought and suddenly on the Tuesday over 3 days, brings it the more, you're going to have to pay that shoulder. But if the purpose was to say we let the owner off once, twice, three times, and then the fourth time we expect him to pay full damages, but here he never knew about them, about these drawings. He was never lax after he was warned the first time, and after he was warned the second time, after he was warned the third time, or the sixth time to pay, he'd only be warned once. Therefore, he'd only have to pay cuts and effort on any drawing he does on Wednesday afternoon. Until he's been warned three times.
What's the difference between the whole reason you want him to be warned on three separate days, let's say, was in order for him to see that this animal has a propensity to become on the others, causing damage to
him? According to Yehuda Gavra, Bernet, every animal, every person's animal, we can assume in the world. The Torah gave a special promise on an owner. He only had to pay half. As a continue, he was warned three times. After he was warned three times, he had to pay an extra.
I understand. This is not an unwritten problem. You've done him a massive investment by saving him time by all letting him know on one day. Because if he otherwise, we could call him into the basement on Sunday and on Monday and on Tuesday. On Tuesday afternoon, he would know exactly what he knows now on Tuesday afternoon. He knows that his animal caused the damage 3 times. And that's what we want to get today, for him to see. And we're being a mothers on him. But mothers, I will call you on Sunday, I'll call you on Monday, call you on Tuesday, and I'll call you on Tuesday, call you back. You have the same knowledge now for the third time that you would have had day 1, 2, 3. So why have you done? What's the difference? At the end of the day, I was going to fund you. I gave you 3 chances.
Mm-hmm. now listen to the point which is that if you were relaxed in your shmir and you were warned, and you still were relaxed in your shmir, and you were warned, and you were still relaxed on your shmir, then you pay that shorah. So as much many times that happened, if you didn't know about it, but he wasn't relaxed on the shmir after he was warned. So maybe you don't have to pay if you right. So I'll help to say the whole bank up after again. Okay? Very good. So that's the Gemara Shad.
He's given 3 chances of being relaxed on the shmir.
Right. One. Right? So it's special. Why should the Rabbi Rahmanis not do that?
That's my choice, Father.
Okay, so let's see that inside. The mind of community also lost a kibisa di bechadiyomo. 3 groups of 8 came on one day, and they testified this is what happened to the 12 plus previous days. If we say the purpose of the 8 is to change the status of the ox, it has changed the status, it's now a mood. And now on the 4th time we'll have to pay Nezik Shalim. In Omris, the Yudhi Gavre, if you say the Yudhi Gavre, the purpose is to make the guy into an official lax and shmir guy, right? Then, Loimiyai, he can't, not yet, doesn't have that status. May Mama, he can surely say, Hashadu Kamasadi. Now he warned me, he didn't warn me for that. So Marina said I'm on the 2 strikes. That is true. Now I now know my animal. Then I'm warned to look after my animal. Okay, I said another 2 strikes. Then help me to know that this is what happened. Then I didn't know about it. Now I don't know. That's the shite. Is it either clever or you're the gap? You did Rashi, right?
Yes.
Okay. You saw that point in Rashi. Let's start in a minute. Let's see Rashi. Omer Rashi. Hashto Ilula, before that. The Yudhi Torah, the purpose is to change the status of the ox. You see the beginning of the line?
Yeah.
Probably line 12.
Yeah, yeah.
You have it? Oh, next. The Mutze Echel, the non-Yakurim effort. The Yudhi Torah is the Mimein, and you should know that the ox happened for over 3 days. As opposed to if it goes all 3 times in one day, that certainly doesn't become a moot. Or the udigam, or to be made to make the person to change the status of the person. Liyai bala shoy, to change the status of the owner of the shoy, being on shoyyam. We need 3 days to change the status of the owner of the shoy. They were warned for 3 days to look after an animal and didn't look after them.
Yeah, I
need to change
the
status, but yeah, I need to warn you. It's a hard word to translate. We know show words. Yeah, show that's had its status upgraded. I don't know. The truth is, I don't know. The eye comes from the word Aegis, but the Aegis therefore transforms a change in his status. So I use them both. I don't know exactly. Right. You realize what's going on. If they want them to know your ox scores, if they count on Wednesday, and say your ox scored on Sunday, they come on Wednesday and they say your ox scored on Monday, and they come on Wednesday, same Wednesday, and they tell her again your ox scored on Tuesday. There are 3 warnings, but he's still not showing you. If you're with the tour, he needs to be warned over 3 days. He, the owner, needs to be warned over 3 days. That's how Rashi says it.
You
wrote the Gavri. You need 3 days for the Bala Shoy. So, we said they all came, they all came on one day and warned and testified about the 3 goings of the trans, whatever the word is, over 3 days. If you say that you only need the Gimel Yomim Eloh, the Yehudit Torah, the only reason why you need the 3 days is to change the status of the ox. And as opposed to the fact that God managed one after another on the same day, oh yeah, this animal is going to have the status of being a mod. The Rishik bin Gichois, it the Meister God over 3 days, it wasn't done all one day. If you say the point of view of the Torah, the owner can turn around and say, Hashta Hudika Masadi, Kol Shloshton, Hakitois, all the three groups, Bo, Beyon Echor, they came on the same day. I tell you, Omar Shlosha Yom, the Torah said, you need to warn me over 3 days. If you warn me all on one day, maybe we can say the same about the person. Now, maybe today I've been very tolerant, I have hard time to concentrate. But over 3 days, it's still couldn't look after an animal. Then we now know this owner is an official, lacks in caring around the people, and we grab on him the full damage. Right? Very good. Okay, that's the shiny. You're the door, you're the guy. Okay, Yeshua, I want to just make sure we're on the same page. There was a story that happened in Basin. Aiden came on a Thursday, and they said Thursday morning they came and told the Mr. Brighton, you should know you're showing God on a Sunday. And then Aiden, at about 10 a.m., about 2 hours later, came and said to the owner, you should know you're showing God on a Monday. And then Aiden came at about 12 p.m. So he's been warned now 3 times, one after another. He's been warned. Then he said, ox is bored. He said, the ox called on a Tuesday. And then lo and behold, this owner sat back and did not do anything about the show. And the show goes on a Thursday. If the show owner had to pay Nezik Sholeh, he was warned 3 times, he received 3 separate warnings. Is he had to pay Nezik Sholeh? Yay or nay?
What's the purpose of the?
I ask and you answer. So I ask the question, you answer. Don't ask me back.
Okay. So he's been warned 3 times, but it's all on one day. So he still has two more Rachmanot cards. But if the whole purpose of is to change him to
right. If it's you, the Gabba, and he still has more. Even though we have 3 separate warnings, but they're all on the same day, it doesn't help.
Right. But if it was the tour, then right. The shore itself is now going ashore.
Yeah, so the interesting shadow is a show. There's a gap 3 minutes before Shkia, and then 3 minutes after Shkia, and then the next day again after Shkia. So is he a show of wood?
Well, no, he says, yeah, it's every day. That is every
day. Yeah. Okay, 3 minutes before Shkia and 3 minutes after that. You want to say that? 3 minutes before Shkia, 3 minutes after that, and then 3 minutes after that the next day. So he was a mood over 1 day and 2 mashmas.
Right.
It wasn't over 3 days, but 1 day and 2 months.
1 hour, 3 minutes.
Right. So do you say what Hashem wants? Right. And do you according to the night and day, according to, I know Yiddish guides, so we have a lot of Shabbat. Is it also regarding animals?
Yeah.
Sheba. Okay.
She did it for 3 years. With my 3 years, when you
counted
in that fashion,
a lot has to do with the person, sure, and the same a lot has to do with an animal. That is,
yeah,
of course, you're right. You got a people, we all follow everything we're going back. That's the society board. Down. So, here, the man of the beginning, Gilul Yom in the Ador, Echi Adim, Sushan Domova, Echi Adim, Bechai Gamme, Shenoga, son of his shear. The Shuv Nogaf take him akka laino. I implant actually to stay in the gear that we say yomim. And then,
what's it
sound? I implant also kids moil. And came gimel yomim with 3 days. 3 days could be with 24 hours and 2 are going. Right? A minute before and a minute afterwards. He doesn't have anything. So, here, as the apostle said, it's a bit interesting. And the Torah says 3 days Because that's what the animal, therefore, is in certain Teva. That if you have with a bad mood and it goes a minute before Shkia and a minute after Shkia, okay, and you're after Shkia, you make a minute after night. Okay, you're already in mood. Yeah, he was treated off here that they had, he had some pepperos in a while. So when the more with the same, not with the halachic minutes. It's a terror, or maybe not. Maybe not the Tosafot. As if they're here. Say that. Also, they cheat a lot. I'm not sure you have to say right. If she sees a minute before night, and a minute after night, a minute the next day, she's the Zohar. Even though there's no 3 days, 3 whole days, it's 24 hours and 2 minutes.
Why shouldn't you do my name?
But my animal is more than a terror.
It's not
a
terror.
The Zohar is not going to see a terror. Her terror is to see. That's not what a Zohar is meant to be. The Zohar doesn't have a Teva to see. The Zohar is a state of Shiyama and Zohar. Hashem is going to show it. The point of this negative changing is to make it into a There's a lot going to dance. So,
especially if you think about it, if you're given the 3 days, because it might be having a, you know, an off day.
You didn't go further than that on that. In this period. So, what can we do? So, you have to move on to a change that maybe not so good. It's a different style. Right, okay. Toshima. So, now we have to prove it. It's the garden of the Torah. We're going to be proving it. Toshima. Ein hashoy nasemur achi yitubo b'fnei b'ayim. It's only going to become a mood once it was testified against it between Biden and between Basin. He either boy between Basin, should have been Biden. If Aiden came to Basin with the Biden one there, or Bifnei Biden, the Shalibni Basin, or they told the Biden, they didn't tell the Basin. Aiden asked him, but Archie, in the Bifnei Basin, Bifnei Biden. So now we know you need to have an Ador, the Biden and the Basin there. He do Shnaim, or he's Shoino, remember the three negatives. He do Shnaim, or he's Shoino, Shnaim, Vishnio, Shnaim, Vishnishis. Three set different idiom. I can show it idiots. It's three separate idioms, three separate groups of idiom. But they're all connected regarding the Azoma. The Roch is, we see them, catch the Zoma class into Ochim. Idiom come to Basin. They turn out to be idiom Zomim. Take it, you know what idiom Zomim is. It turns out these idiom were fabricated Eidus and Iman and Yusuf and Blodi, you were with us in this particular place. The Loch is Eidin that fabricated Eidus, and it turned out that they weren't there before. To testify, then the Loch is Vasitim Loi, Kashidon, and Nasa the Ochim. So if they wanted to make his show into a show in Murad, then they will have to pay Nezim Shalim. Just like they wanted to cause him to pay Nezim Shalim, they would have to pay Nezim Shalim.
Would that hold over for not only that incident, but all subsequent warnings as well?
Well, they didn't testify that the subsequent ones, and they didn't want to cause it.
But they're causing the animal to change its status.
Yeah, but they don't have to pay for what they actually testified on.
Mm-hmm.
What they testified on, not on future. So, what did it say? So, Nimsa's country showing all the next. So we have over Shimon, the Yehuda, and Yisrael. If we're in Shemen, which is the first cut, but it turned out to be Zerim, I can't stay in yours. They're left with two idiots. Rule bottle, paint to this first cut of bottle from paint editing. Sorry, why?
Because
we didn't need to paint editing. They don't need to pay for the editing. Why? Because it's still the dinner. Well, you have to pay an additional, right? Okay, so either Mishnah, 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 where we have to. Next is Karen Shem, it's in Memes, how you can't stay in use. Who bought all them to? There's no additional. They weren't all puts up, and then additional. Right. Next is Karen Shem, Memes. If the second one's also found Zemim, how you can't read this, Ahas. There's left with one Edus, the third one. Who bought all? Hey, Tori, everyone's still bottle. From Nezek Shorin.
We're saying, forget about the first incident, the first out of the members, now they weren't filming, and now just the second group. Or we're saying this is an addition to the first group, the second group is now found to be solid.
The first group and the second group are now found to
be part of Nezek Shorin. She, in order to be
positive,
doesn't
he? The master, the one that's alleged to be next, now we know it's important.
Okay, he's part of the Khazi Nezik.
He's part of Nezik Shorin.
Now we know it. So this is part of the first people that are negative.
This part of this rights is a builder. Mm-hmm. We have the first case, or who bought the inventory? The second case, who bought the inventory? And then the third case, who bought all of our inventory? It's the build-up of the race. It's set up of the race. Names is captioning the moment I can leave the Sakas and one age is left. Mu bottle, the magic is bottle of the electric shopping. Name to him. Then why they bottle? Because eight age is open. He's only archie's in the school. We don't need to pay until they all have a solvent. Names is catch, which is the mess. If the catch is the mess. Put on Chayomim, all the three sets are higher for Zon Vazon. Vazenela, Aziz and Lori, Kasha Zon. So before we see the Raya of the Gemara, what Gemara wants to prove, let's go over Rashi on this. Rashi. Okay, Rashi, but there's a few of the Rashi. We haven't got to play that yet, what Gemara wants to bring. We want to evolve on the A and A to set up a base. A to set up a base, it has to be a base, yeah? So it's been a bit of oral, and obviously a base there. How can you give all idiots? Shimbot la achas mem. What do you mean by the three idiots? What does that mean? Shimbot la achas mem. If one of the idiots is bottle or loy bottle or ashtayim, the other two are still existing. Or meshalem alei and katsin edek. He still has to be had edek for the other two. Him loy bottle. And if the first one is not bottle, how you put? Maybe the Zachas had some more sharing a dish, washed on the wood. So even though God can't see anything, they describe these three individual idiots. Now, for a minute, one of them gets knocked out, he still has to pay for a husband of the other two. And regarding the Zama, they're all considered one group. Share a dish, washed on the wood. Through all three, that's how they come out. Hilkirch, ages are the same. It's considered one ages. The car, therefore. Share a name to. Or the cap for this. She needs his cap to show as a yes. If even just the first group is found to be a Zayman, who bottom and a shaman alarigi, who bottom is, who's he? The magic is bottom, Meleshane, alarigi, Shlishis, Elo, Chatzi Nezer, the owner of the animal, is chayav to pay on the third negicha only Chatzi Nezer. If the first group was found out to be Zerim, so now it's no more Mu'ad. So therefore, on the third Nazik, he would pay Nezek, Chatzi
Nezek. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, why did Chatzi Nezek serve as Chatzi Nezek? Well, how do you understand the Joshua? Don't change the good.
No, without changing the years.
Why is Joshua saying?
They were found to be liars.
One group
should be mother and Chatzi Nezek.
No, for the first group was found to be liars. The first year they were found to be alive. And the second and the third Negicha is still an MS. Since the first group was found to be alive, therefore, he only pays Chatzi Nezek on the third Negicha. So it shows that what about the second Negicha? But the reason why you're asking this question is because you haven't understood what this Rashi means.
Yeah.
And what does Rashi mean? Since they're found to be alive, they only pay Chatzi Nezek on the third Negicha. And if they weren't found to be alive, How much would you have paid for the
Shalem?
Oh, Shalem. There's a chapter on the third
of the
year. Oh, no. Oh, this is Rashi. Rashi comes to Rava. Rava, that Kavimah on the base. Rashi comes to Rava. Oh, on the third of the year, you're more than paying for the Shalem. The second of the year, that. On the third of the year, you become more than you paying for the Shalem on that one. It says Rashi. That's why you're not going to change any gifts whatsoever.
Why
if they're not a Lord, you would have paid Nezek Shalom on the third of Nisha.
Right.
But because he is, the first one was not out. So the first one, so there's no more. There's no more. Then on the third of Nisha, you're going to pay Chatzi Nezek. On the second one, what do you pay Chatzi Nezek? Now we're going to discuss it. The Chiddush is on the third one, you pay Chatzi Nezek.
Where's Rashi seen it come from?
Where's Rashi from? Okay, it's basic. We have to show. That's it with Rashi. Rashi, the Rabbah said that. And what do you want? Where's Rashi? Rabbah said it. Rabbah Omar, tomorrow means tomorrow, Chal, Shul Shoyim Tree, Velo Yishmeh Noeid, Chal. Then Rabbah said it. Rabbah, they have Oyer, said that's what the Apostle is saying.
He's there.
The last line of Kamkimal Amendis. Tomorrow, the meet tomorrow is one. It's well, Shoshan is one. Shilshoi is three. The Loish Mera Bayrov. Now, to pay. By Hashan.
No, Loish Mera Bayrov is the one.
No. Even the previous Gemara didn't say, even Abai didn't say that. Abai, Abai, tomorrow, Chal, meet 12 trailer. Shilshoi Kosso, the Loish Mera Bayrov. That's not like you have to pay. So Robert says, all Robert says, tomorrow midterm is one. So everything is one up. Tomorrow midterm is one. Shilshem is two. Then the Rishon HaBang, you have to pay. So come to Robert, the third one, you have to pay. That shit is Rashi. He said, Robert said so. The main, a very good one, Rashi said as well. If they wouldn't have been found to be Zimmerman, then you have one, two, three, you have to pay.
And then the third time.
Okay.
Three days.
On the third time you're warned yesterday.
But one twice.
That's right. Comes out very interesting thing called Jurassic. If you only need two more, right? You need two more. And if they come on day, the case which you must send, they come on the third day, and they say, Shnoi, we go on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and they come on Wednesday. Shnoi, we go on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. How much is it to pay? On the Tuesday one, there's a challenge. Because they go to Rashi, I answer the drawbar. After the third of a straw, you have to now pay. There's a challenge. Now that we know it was a showing wound. And then we'll show you what you have to pay. It was very good. First of the time, didn't know it was a showing money, yeah, it's a showing time. Third time, we're having a baby, you should know the animal was a showing money. Ah, if it was a showing money, that's a thing I can show you. Well, why not? Every shame is like that. Shame is a book, right? I mean, every showing. So you now need to know that my animal was a book. Okay. Third time, you should know it was a book, you have to pay that big showing.
So as long as he has to do one in the sun, 3 days for him. But if he has 1 day, at least he has to still advance warning.
No. The Rashidam is not warning him. If they come on day 9 and they say, no, this is what happened on Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday. This is what happened.
Right.
We have to pay Nezik Shoreh on the Tuesday. Nothing bad anymore. We need to give a label to the animal, and once we have that label, the ramifications kick in. So on Wednesday, we now show that the animal on Tuesday was a wood. You have to pay Nezik Shoreh for that. Kiddush got it. That's what Rashi holds. He held it on the Chafet, given up on faith, and he holds on the Chafet, given up on faith, without changing any gear. So you'll see. And therefore, we see this Kiddush in Rashi. Why is there shipping use? Why is some video have different use? We're going to see in places, Rashi was speaking. Oh, okay. That's going to be after. We're not going to be in the Chazon. Then Rashi, other side. Rashi, they do the third time, gives it its status, and you have to pay as well.
Have proof of the Rashi in Chazon?
Rashi places doesn't say where the proof is, but we will bring it to Rashi was speaking. Okay, the hain. Okay, let's go weiter. The hain has zemim, so he doesn't have to pay another charge because it's no azor. The hain has zemim, tulim, and tashlum in the gira shishis from the third in the gira. Abba, Misha, hain, are you going to do it? Shalom, Alei, and Nezik Shalom. Even though they were the cause for him to pay Nezik Shalom, tulim. The first group is still bottom. Why? She'ein ha'idim, Mishamim, Momoin, actually, they don't pay anything until all three are huzan. Kulon chayavim v'shalim achatz nezik shel ados negir shlishis v'in kulon. They're all chayav to pay. If it happened to all three, then they're all chayav to pay. Kulon chayavim v'shalim achatz nezik. They all have to pay the extra half a nezik of shel ados negir shlishis of the negir shlishis v'in kulon. I mean, each group testified their half. So that group has to pay the half. But then additional half that they have to pay, that all three have to chip in together. Tzad Tamus, the Tamus Shadoi, Mishamim, Shnei Edim, Achrenim, Shehidu, the last Edim, they're the ones that have to pay for the Tamus. Okay, so now we're going to have to carry on with Mara. It's a shame we have on the yet. You're basically there, if I had the right? Basically, okay, so on Tuesday morning, we will try and get till, remember? We said till Ibo Elu, right? And then we'll take it further afterwards.
Is there any point
for that
there aren't talking about the first cut getting Zomer in that order as opposed to the third one? Meaning, I think we're talking about a real case. First two groups have been saying the truth. And the third group is coming to be saying, why shouldn't the third group have to pay full damage? They wanted to flip this guy into making a force given paying this specific incident correctly. People the fourth incident to paying full damage. They're really the ones who changed it from a top status.
That's why your question is on the day. You have to have a winner there. Maybe
that's
not this. Okay, well, we'll discuss it. Top heaven, Shem, good morning, good day.